Live from Boca Raton, welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making today's call part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 27th day of the month of Adar, and in Israel, where it is already Yom Shlishi, 28th day of the month of Adar. We continue to hold Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael in our hearts, our brave Chayalim, and all those standing on the front lines protecting our people. A little bit more emotional today as one of my nephews, him and his unit, just went into Lebanon over Shabbat. Very much thinking about him and thinking about all of the Chayalim, all those in the security forces who are protecting the borders of Israel and beyond, flying, thinking about all of them, davening for all those who have been injured, soldiers, as well as those who have been injured by the nonstop barrage of rockets over the Israeli cities. We also keep in our tefillos the brave American servicemen and women. Grieve all those who have been lost, who have lost their lives in the line of duty, and we pray for a recovery for all those who have been injured. Above all else, we ask Hashem to guide and give wisdom to the leaders of Israel, of the United States, and all who stand against these threats, that they may lead with clarity and with strength. As we've been sharing on the program since the onset of the war, I'll read in English a translated version of the combined prayers for the welfare of the United States government and for the safety of the American military. May he who gives salvation to kings and dominion to princes, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, grant wisdom and righteous counsel to the President of the United States and all who guide this nation. May he protect and bless the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces, granting them strength, courage, and safe return. May the decisions of America's leaders bring peace, security, and stability to all. May the Supreme King of Kings and His mercy put into their hearts and the hearts of all their counselors and officials to deal kindly with us and all of Israel. In our days and in ours, may Yehuda be saved and Yisrael dwell in safety. And may the Redeemer come to Zion. May this be his will. The Nomar. Amen. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yaniv Meirov of the Charms Circle Synagogue in Kew Garden Hills, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Meirov's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, beginning with Parak Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, concluding with Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. After Tehillim, we will recite the Achenu in both Hebrew as well as in English. It will be followed by the Mishaberach for our unbelievable, incredible Chayalim. And finally, Rabbi Meirov will conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim, pausing for about 30 seconds to give each of us on the line the opportunity to insert the names all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link, as always, ou.org/Tehillim Call. And to sponsor the program, you could do so anytime at ou.org/call. Again, ou.org/call. And just before bringing on Rabbi Meirov, a number of you have reached out. As you're aware, I had been in Israel until very, very recently. As much as I was aware of Thursday night, I was going to be spending Shabbos once again in Israel, which, as I've shared with you, was a tremendous chus to be there every single moment, even while I simultaneously really missed my family. Literally, the moment we finished the Tehillim call, within a second, I hung up the call. It was 7:15 Israel time on Thursday night, on our six-year anniversary with Rabbi Ari Leibowitz last week. Literally the second I hung up the call, my caller ID flashed LL. If it had been a minute earlier, I would not have been able to pick up the phone. Now, just to give a little bit of background, and I don't want to take away from Rabbi Meirov, but a little bit of background was that I had tried every contact, everything in my network to get back to America, and nothing was working. I had come to Israel with a group from our shul. Most of them had left prior to the war. A number of us had stayed over for Shabbos, and a number of them had then gone down through Egypt, and that was not an option I was yet willing to explore. And so Thursday morning last week, I sat down and I Google the leadership of El Al, CEO, CFO, the executive vice president. I search for their names, and I find their names, but I can't find any email addresses. And for the next 2 hours, I email every variation of their name for to El Al's, you know, with the dominion of El Al, you know, so and so first name dot last name at elal.co.il, their last name with their first letter of their first name. I sent 50 emails, pleading my case, asking if there's any way to get back. And the vast majority of the emails bounced back. However, a number of them went through, reaching the number top three person at El Al, as well as the number four person, who both reached out to me. Now, they were much kinder and nicer in telling me that there was nothing that they can do than El Al had been up until that point. However, again, last week, 1:15, I guess, your time, 7:15 my time in Israel, caller ID says, El Al, I pick up, Shalom, Zen Naftali, yes. You want to go back to Florida? Yes. So somehow, somewhere, a connection was made. I made my case, and the flight left from Israel 7:30 on early Friday morning from Eretz Yisrael, 7:30, landed back in Miami sometime after 2 p.m., and it's really, truly mixed emotions to come back. Felt very guilty leaving Israel, especially during these challenging times. Created a lot of sensitivity and empathy to be there during the war and to spend it with family. But as I said, simultaneously, home, as much as Israel is home, home is where my family is right now, and so more than anything, it is incredible to be back together with them. And with that, Rabbi Meirov, I apologize. I took way too much of your time. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Meirov.
Thank you, Rabbi Naftali. Wow. Like you said, Am Yisrael, we need tefillah, we need prayer, we need shalom, we need shalva, we need here, b'tzarot tavot, b'ezrat Hashem. And with that being said, we all know that this past week we read Parashat HaChodesh. Which is the passage that we read before the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is coming this week, Bezat Hashem, Wednesday night. And it's the first mitzvah of the Torah Kedusha, the Holy Torah, Rosh Chodesh, which, as we all know, connects the time, because the calendar. And we have to understand why is that the first mitzvah? Because time is one of the most important commodities that we have. A minute that comes is a minute that goes that will never be able to get back forever. Time, zman. How important it is that we spend our time wisely, not to waste our time away. Am Yisrael, the Jewish people, we need everyone to take advantage of every free moment that they have to daven and to pray like we're going to be doing momentarily. There's a beautiful quote I would like to share with everyone. I think to really put this in perspective. And that is as follows. That you can give your life more time. So give the time you get more life. What that means is that no one has a contract how much longer they live. No one knows how long they will live for. So the amount of time that we get, we should take advantage of it and put more life into it. How do we put more life into our time? By having Simcha, which is the month we're in currently still, the month of Adar, Mishinachlas Adar, Marbeh B'Simcha, we need to increase in happiness. Yes, it's difficult. Yes, I'm sure going through challenges and difficulty, but the way to become B'Simcha is if you change the letters around of the word B'Simcha, you have the word Machshava, which means your thoughts. Sameach is Shamoach. You want to be happy. It's where your mind is. To think positive thoughts. To think good, then it'll be good. Like one of the Baba Terebbe says, it's very, 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 very important that we work on simcha, which is happiness. Sameach is very similar also to the word mech, which means to rely on Hashem. When we rely on God, then we're going to be truly happy because I call it tovah, we don't know everything's for the best. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God Almighty, has a master plan. Simcha also is very important. Many people are not happy because of the things that happened in the past. He said, she said, this happened, that happened. It's easier said than done, of course, all that I'm saying, but at the end of the day, we implement that the word Simcha is very similar to the word Shemacha, which means to erase the past. Mashiaya, haya, whatever happened, happened. Aikala, atchina, atchira. The main thing is to start from scratch, start from the beginning. We all know that when a person grows spiritually also, the word for growth in Hebrew is Tomeach. Tomeach is very similar to the word Tameach. Because when a person really grows spiritually, then he's going to really be happy. And of course, we all know Am Yisrael, the Torah Kedusha is very, very important, like we're doing a learning Torah. Pesach is coming up, and we have the Echad Miyodeh, the song in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, the Echad Miyodeh. What's Chamisha? As we all know, Chamisha is Chamishei Chomishei Torah, the five books of the Torah. Interestingly enough, Chamisha is the same exact letters as Simcha. Simcha, happiness, is the same letters as Chamisha, which is five, because when one learns the five books of the Torah, when one learns the Torah, it makes a person happy. That's why we understand now, on Tisha B'Av, the saddest day in the Jewish calendar year, is we are not allowed to just learn anything we want. You can't just open up any Sefer. P'tidei Hashem Yishem Yisam Chelev, it makes a person happy. You're only allowed to learn about mourning, or about the destruction of the Zadidash, or character development, or Musar. But at the end of the day, we have to work on being B'Simcha by adding happiness into our lives. Then we're going to make our lives be much more worth and spending our times much better. And now we can understand why the blessings that people give is you should have Arichud Yamin v'Arichud Shanim, a length of days and length of years. Length of years, no one has that in their back pocket. No one has the contract like we said before. But the length of days, Arichud Yamin, that's in our hands. Is spending every single day and not wasting the time that we have that God gave us and making use of it the best way that we can. And by us all doing this, we all know that b'nisan nigalu, b'nisan atidin negeh, that the geula, the redemption by Mitzrayim, by Egypt was in the month of Nisan, and the future redemption, which is going to happen ASAP as soon as possible, amen, will be happening in the month of Nisan as well. And I'll end off by saying that we all know that in the month of Nisan, there is no tachnun, there is no vidu, there's no supplications in the prayers that we're going to be having the whole month. And that the Chachamim tell us is that is because of holidays that happened in the past, the present, and in the future. That is why all the entire month of Nisan, we do not have tachnun. What is the past, present, the future? The first 12 days was when the Mishkan, the tabernacle, was erected. And the 12 Nisi'im, heads of the tribes, all gave korbanot. They all gave their sacrifices. It was like a holiday. And then after that was Yitzchak, was the day after the holidays in the Old Tachlan, usually. And then there is the 14th of Nisan is Pesach, Erev Pesach. So you have 7 days of Passover. And then, like we said before, that the Geulah, the redemption, is going to happen when? Is it going to happen in the month of Nisan? And there's a rule, in Marvim, Simcha, B'Simcha. You're not going to mix up two happy occasions at the same time. So there's going to be a Chanukat Bet HaMikdash. There's going to be an inauguration of the Holy Bet HaMikdash. And that's going to happen not for one day. It's going to be a seven-day celebration. So that's going to happen right after Pesach. And it'll be for 7 days. That includes the entire month of Nisan for not having any tachanun, because it's a joyous time for the past, of the present, and the future. We should remember, Bezat Hashem, Yosh Baruch Hu is with us. We have to be sameach, sameach, sameach. We have to be relying on Hashem. We have to all stay strong. Am Yisrael Chai, Bezat Hashem. We should only hear B'tzarot Tavot. We should only hear good news. At this time, I'm going to do, like Rabbi Herman mentioned, Tehillim number 20, Chav. And Bezat Hashem, we should hear B'tzarot Tavot, Yishod Nechamot, Lula Shlema, Rufa Shlema, all of them that we need. Everything should be heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'olam, God Almighty. למנצח מזמור לדוד, גנך אדוני ביום צרה, יזכר השם אלוהי יעקב, ישלח עזרך מקודש, ומציון יסדקה, יזכור כל מנחותיך, ואותך יתסלע, ייתן לך כלבביך, וכל עצתך ימלא, ירדנה בישועתך, ובשם אלוהינו נגדל, ימלא אדוני כל משאלותיך, Ata yadati ki Yoshia Adonai Meshicho Yaneu b'shmei kodesho b'kvod yitayim ino Ele berechev ele besuzim v'anachno b'shem Adonai Eloheinu naskir Eima karu v'navalu v'anachno kamnu v'nitnodad Adonai Yoshia HaMelech Ya'anenu B'yom Koreinu. Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph 121. Shir Lamalot Esayna Elearim Ayin Yavo Ezi Ezi Me'im Adonai Ose Shamayim V'aretz Ayiten Lamot Raglecha Al Yanum Shomrecha Hine lo yanu velo yishan, shomer Yisrael, Adonai shomercha, Adonai tzidcha ad yad yiminecha, yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka, ve'yareach balayla, Adonai yishmorcha mikora, yishmor et nafshecha, Adonai yishmor tzidcha uborecha, me'ata ve'ad olam. 130. Shir Hamalot Mimamaki Karticha Adonai Adonai Shema Bekoli Tiyena Ozdecha Kashuvot Dekot Dachanonai Im Abonot Ishmoria Adonai Mi Amod Kimcha Slicha Leman Tivare Kiviti Adonai Kivita Nafshi Ulidoro Achalti נפשי לאדוני משומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר, החל ישראל אל אדוני, כי עם אדוני החסד ובר מופדות, והוא יבדי את ישראל מכל עודיו. אחינו כובד ישראל נזים מצער ושביה, עומדים במיום ובמשה, במקום יחם עליהם נזים מצער וברכה, מהפעלה לאורה ומשבות לגאולה, אשתלה בזמן קריב ונאמר אמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom now, swiftly and soon. And let us say Amen. Mi shibrach avatenu Abraham and Tav Yaakov, uli rechit chalei tzva aganal yisera v'anshe kichot habitachon, omdim al nishmar atenu v'ere Eloheinu, בגבול הלבנון והנדמר מצרים, מן הים הגדול עד הדבר הבאה, ובכל מקום שהם, ביבשה, באוויר ובים, ייתן אדוני את אויבינו הקמים עלינו נגפים לפניהם, וקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את החיילים לכל צרה ותזוקה, ולכל נגע ומחלה, וישלח לברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם, ידבר שונאינו תחתיהם, ויתרם כדי ישועה ותרד ניצחון, וגאם בהם הכתוב. כי אדוני אלוהיכם הולך עמכם ונחם לכם ומאויביכם ולשקיעותיכם ונאמר אמן. מי שברך אבותינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב משה ואהרן דוד ושלמה הוא יברך את החולים. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם לחמיהם לרפאם, לחזקם לחיותם, וישלח להם מהירה רפואה שלמה מן השמיים, לכל איבריהם וכל גדיהם, בתוך שאר חולי ישראל, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, השלה בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
אמן. Ramirov, great to have you back on the program. Looking forward to having you back. Please God, Bezrat Hashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us for our next scheduled program, which will be tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah prayer together. I want to thank Rebecca Levy, as always, for all of her help and coordination behind the scenes. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.